They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 105. I don't know why my voice just cracked there. That was kind of weird. but I'm your hostess with the mostest, Absolute Deicide. So please head on over to gruntfreepress.com because what else are you going to do with your life? I mean, what else are you going to do right now? Not really. It's not like you're busy. You're not fucking busy. Just take a second to go on over to gruntfreepress.com. And I mean, what the fuck is so goddamn important that you can't go over to the site and just click on some links there and read a couple reviews, or just scroll through and pretend that you're reading something, or whatever. I don't know. I don't really care what you do, but I highly suggest it. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you could also send an email to podcast@gruntfreepress.com if that's easier for you. Try doing that. I try to go where the people are. I'm all about pleasing the people. Unless it's like Facebook or something, or fucking Twitter or Twitch, because that shit just seems like it's for teenage girls and advertisers and faggots. So I don't deal with that shit. Gruntfreepress.com or the email. That's about it. Or Gab. I post some random shit on Gab. If you want to check that out, that's probably the gayest thing I do. Check that out. So the Steam summer sale ended. It ended like a while ago, like a week ago, I guess, or more. But yeah, I mean, just to talk about it for a second. I mean, it's kind of the same Same story as every year with the fucking Steam summer sale. I've been covering this for, you know, whatever. A couple years anyway, and a lot of sales, so I'm not going to get too nuts about fucking, like, this and that, and fucking... I usually say the same thing every year, because I end up doing the same shit every fucking year, or every sale, or whatever the fuck. So, yeah, I mean, I was fucking, you know, I was looking at all these games, looking at shit, looking at, the newer games. I mean, most of the newer games that are on sale, I already bought when they were new. You know, if I wanted to fucking play them, I usually just fucking like, whatever, I'll buy them if I really want to, as most people do, you know. If you're excited about something, you want to fucking get it right then, and you'll buy it, you know what I mean, unless it's regardless. So, and then just fucking, you know, I'm just scrolling through a bunch of older games and fucking that if I'm interested in, it's fucking like, I already own those too, and you know, either on Steam, because fucking, like, whatever, again, they're fucking already on sale before, and they were cheap, or fucking, it's like, a lot of shit of, like, games I own on older consoles, or whatever, and just, you know, I have fucking, I'm looking at, you know, how much they are here on Steam. I'm just kind of weighing, like, is it worth fucking buying it again just to have it here, you know, just have it fucking digital on fucking Steam and whatever, and fucking hopefully a better version or whatever, and, you know, or again, I'm fucking looking at games I fucking, from genres I don't fucking play, or like, you know, I wouldn't normally play, but they're fucking cheap, so it's just like, I don't know, again, since they're on sale, it's like, I want to take a gamble on this new shit that I wouldn't usually play, and try something new. So pretty much what I'm trying to say is, like, same shit, different sale, is how that goes. So, but yeah, I mean the reason I bring that up, even, yeah, whatever, because it's been fucking, it's as slow as fuck as far as, like, new games coming out. I mean, whatever, it's kind of weird. I mean, this fucking summer has been pretty weak. Last couple of minutes, like, seemingly they were getting fucking better at, like, space no game releases. It didn't seem like there was fucking, like, a problem in, like, summer the past couple of years. I mean, there's just fucking something to play, but even, like, fucking any news that's worth talking about, not much going on there either. Like, not that that's a fucking problem. I mean, don't worry about that, far from it. I mean, again, it's just, you know, I have enough fucking games available to me that, I mean, they could fucking last me a lifetime, so whatever, I just fucking just play those. I mean, I don't really fucking care. You know, I get rid of me that easily. Just because I have nothing to talk about doesn't mean I'm not going to talk, you know? What are you going to do? So, yeah, instead now we have the fucking, when you start looking, like, yeah, whatever, fuck it, I was fucking stop playing some of these older games I probably should play in. I mean, probably should be playing. Now you get the problem, you know, I've had that fucking, the issue fucking many fucking times where you're fucking just like, all right, well, you know, I have all these fucking games, just fucking play something, you know, and you fucking start, like, looking around, I'm looking at my fucking older shit that I have, like, you know, physical fucking games, and I'm just scrolling through fucking Steam lists and shit, and just, you know, what the fuck should I play now? And, yeah, it's like the fucking, the Netflix conundrum. Yeah, it's just like, I bought every game I buy. I'm not just fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna buy it just to fucking just boost up my fucking, like, you know, how many games. Every game that I buy, I'm fucking, you know, buy them for a reason. I'm fucking interested in playing them. And I at the time, like, oh, I want to play this, but I'll put it to the side now. Is there something else to play? You know what I mean? But it's just like, yeah, the problem, like, you know, what to commit to. I mean, that's the question. That's the existential question. I'm just fucking like, all this shit, and like, what do I just want to fucking just sit down and actually play? So, yeah, I'm not going to go through every fucking single game I bought on the fucking Steam sale or whatever, or thought about playing, you know, because, again, it's fucking a lot, you know. I fucking edited by quite a few, probably a dozen or so, maybe probably more than that, probably fucking a couple dozen at least, you know. Again, just cheap shit. They're like fucking like couple bucks, anywhere from, like, you know, $2-3 to, like, fucking $10, whatever, but yeah, it's, you know, again, a lot of old shit that I already fucking own elsewhere. It's just fucking, and I swear I do have that fucking last gen fucking nostalgia, you know what I mean? Just the fucking 360 PS3 generation, like whatever, like just the past, like, 10 years or so, like whatever, 7 years prior, like those last generation games. I really think that was like the fucking second golden age of gaming. You know what I mean? Like the first golden age was like fucking like NES, maybe a little SNES, Genesis, like into that. But then fucking like 360 generation, just fucking, it's just so much good shit came out. You know. But anyway, off the top of my head, what I bought here, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Yeah, I already have it on fucking 3. I've already played that shit, but all these I have played, actually. The first Manhunt I got. Fucking Geometry Wars 3. I mean, they had Shadow of Mordor for... It was on sale for like $4. Fucking, yeah, again, that's fucking... Game's only a couple years old. It was on sale for fucking $4. I mean, again, I played it. I probably put like fucking like 30, 40 hours into it, and I played it and beat the shit out of it, but it's a good game, you know what I mean? I bought Defiance, the fucking whatever, like golden fucking deluxe edition, like every DLC they put out for Defiance, or... We'll get into that. Oh boy, some fucking... We're gonna get into some Defiance talk. Right now, actually, why not? Fuck it. Because, yeah, I mean, I played the living hell out of fucking Defiance before. I mean, when it first came out, again, I was on 360. I didn't get it for fucking PC. I had, like, a shitty PC at the time that was fucking... Wasn't going to play it as good as the 360, so... I bought it for fucking, 360. We brand new. We fucking played the shit out of it, so... Yeah, if you don't know, I mean, I'm not sure if I've even, I might even fucking talked about Defiance before, but on the podcast or not, I don't remember. But yeah, so fucking, yeah, let's start at the fucking beginning and fucking, yeah, tale as old as time, fucking Defiance. Just settle in for a little bit, again, for some of that patented fucking... Grunt Free Press bullshit fucking history lessons. Like this fucking Defiance, the fucking Grunt Free Press history of me just fucking, this is what I remember, like fucking the positive and the negative of when it came out, and it may or not be factually true, some of it, but fucking whatever. So before the game came out, I mean, I remember there was just fucking, you know, quite a bit of hype around it. I mean, again, not like crazy, again, not like fucking, I don't know, not like the next like Grand Theft Auto or like whatever, but I mean, people were talking about it for a few reasons, just because, I mean, it was like an MMO that was coming out to consoles at a time when there weren't a lot of MMOs on consoles. Still aren't, I guess. I mean, there's not a whole lot. It's like one or two, really. But I mean, this was still, I mean, fucking just in the gaming world in general, it was kind of still that post like peak World of Warcraft era. I mean, there was a fucking it was shit coming out like every week, like some fucking new Warcraft fucking killer MMO fucking whatever. That would just fucking pump out every month or so on PC, you know what I mean? Just fucking just MMO after MMO, like again, it's like a new one every month of just getting with a bunch of hype around it, and and those would fucking all fucking eventually fail and fucking die off just because the market was just oversaturated with those fucking games. But on fucking consoles, you know what I mean? Like fucking people wanted like just one of those, like anyone, like pick one, like any fucking, like even the ones that are like fucking, oh, it's kind of like whatever, generic fucking Emmett, like World of Warcraft clone, like whatever, like I think like console players that really, you know, there are certain groups of fucking people on console that fucking would really want one of those, you know what I mean? And then there was also this fucking other layer to it. I mean, for as far as like the marketing and the fucking hyping the game up goes, because it was a licensed tie-in game to a TV series on the sci-fi channel, Sci-Fi, sci-fi, whatever. And yeah, I mean, the show wasn't out yet. You know, it wasn't like fucking, it wasn't like, oh, the show was on for years and here's fucking a game based on that. Like, yeah, the way they set it up was the show and the game, they were gonna launch simultaneously. And what was supposed to happen was what went on in the game was supposed to impact the show. Like, again, they were kind of like vague about it, like, you know, and they were hyping it up of just fucking like, oh, you know, fucking, you do something in the game and they're like, oh, that'll affect the fucking show. And then fucking, you know, and then if you watch the show, like, the events that happen in the show, we're gonna fucking like change the game or like whatever. You know, it was in the game was supposedly was this fucking, yeah, there's a lot, it's a huge fucking living, breathing world. I mean, they, and fucking whatever, they could just make it sound like, oh, we'll just fucking snap our fingers and fucking, oh, they're gonna add like a bunch of content to the game like that, and fucking, like, you know, and then for the TV show, like, ah, they're gonna fucking do something that somebody did in the game. Like, I don't know how the fuck they would do that. I mean, I think people fucking really believe, like, you know, the show was like, you know, like they tape TV shows like one week, you know what I mean? Like, after episode airs, and they fucking just run off and like tape a fucking other show. Yeah, like they're gonna say like, oh man, like fucking XX alien boy, fucking whatever, 420 XX. Oh, he killed the main boss. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's just fucking go run out and like find an actor that looks like fucking that, you know, fucking alien boy's fucking avatar, and, you know, like dress him up and shit. Oh, we're gonna like recreate. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like people then film it and then put it out next week. I don't know what the fuck people thought. Like really, that was gonna fucking, what was going to happen there? But yeah, so anyway, needless to say, I mean, it didn't quite work that way. It's not really how it fucking ended up playing out. I mean, the game launched a couple weeks before the show. I mean, and people were playing the game. They had fucking no idea what the fuck was going on, like lore wise, I guess, or like, you know, who the fucking. They had a bunch of like show characters popping up in the game, like, you know, characters from the show, and fucking just like, you're supposed to, whoa, to take a step back, because, what, you know what I mean? It's a fucking, they had like stars over them and shit, like, oh no, the fucking stars from the show, but nobody knew what the fuck the people were, you know? Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, like saying like, oh, you know, it was a couple weeks before the fucking show came out. I mean, that might not seem like it's a long time, I guess. It's probably, they weren't thinking it either. I'm just fucking like, oh, whatever, you know, fucking couple weeks, people play the game for like a couple hours before the fucking show comes out. But it's just like, yeah, comparing to like how you consume a game versus, how you consume like a TV show. Yeah, it was just like, I'm pretty sure, like, fucking by the time the show came out, I mean, I'd beaten all the fucking main missions in the game, and fucking, you know, before the show even premiered, and then fucking, it's like, alright, so this is all, you know, again, like, fucking, alright, well, I went through most of the fucking story missions and shit, and just, I just watched this TV show, then you watch, like, an hour of fucking TV, you know what I mean, and then fucking, and then after that, like, for another week, you're playing, like, dozens and dozens of fucking hours of the fucking game before, like, the next show comes, you know, the next episode of the show comes out. So it's just kind of like, yeah, it's like, I applaud the effort, like, that's cool, I mean, but, yeah, I don't think they quite had the effect they were going for, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't think it was quite as, like, synergetic, you know, as fucking did lead you to believe. Yeah, I mean, it probably would have made sense for the game to come out like after the show. You know what I mean? Like after, like, yeah, if they put the game out like right after the first season, or like even like in the middle of like the first season, like that type of deal, or fucking, you know, right before the second season, like a week before the second season started, like that type of deal. So then, like, at least, as you're playing the game, you'd have like more context as to like the world and what the fuck was going on, you know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, so the game comes out, and it just, you know, it just gets like a fucking mixed reviews and reception and shit, mostly negative. I mean, it's fucking, you know, And it's some of it was like warranted, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people like saying, "Ah, you know, it's fucking, it's janky, it's laggy, it's you know, it's an MMO, it's a fucking always online game with shitty servers that are just constantly, the servers are constantly going down. They're doing maintenance on them and fucking." Even you know, you get on, but then fucking you're getting like disconnected every now and then, whatever. I think they were, you know, the usual fucking, oh, you know, I try partying up with my fucking 12 friends or whatever the fuck, and like something's fucked up with the party system, some shit like that. It had fucking quite a few like technical issues. Like it was really rough, in the beginning, you know. That's fuck whatever. I mean, most online games, like fucking or MMOs especially, that generally happens, but yeah. Then you had like the super toxic fucking shitty fucking MMO, you know, like the hardcore MMO crowd, or you know, the fucking the ones that were fucking just, you know, quite vocal, you know, really vocal fucking back then. You know what I mean? Like fucking when fucking talking like peak, a little peak or a little past the peak of fucking World of Warcraft, or, and when you fucking where fucking a game came out and even like hinted that, oh, it's kind of like an MMO or fucking like whatever, you know, even a little bit, you know, this game's a little bit like an MMO type of deal. And fuck, it's just like, you aren't gonna, it's still not, I mean, there's still fucking quite a few people out there. But again, look at fucking Destiny and the Division and shit, where you plant that fucking seed of just fucking, oh, it might be a little bit like an MMO, and fucking like, oh, it didn't fucking last me the rest of my life. Like, you know what I mean? But, but it's just, yeah, it's just fucking like, you know, if you're just not going to win with them type of deal. I mean, it's either like, again, it's either fucking too much like fucking World of Warcraft, it's a fucking WoW clone, or it's fucking not enough like fucking Warcraft, and that means, oh, it's not an MMO. How could they say it's an MMO? It's not a fucking MMO, blah, 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 because you can't do this and this and that, you know, whatever. And yeah, I mean, fucking Defiance is nothing like fucking World of Warcraft, like at all, like, you know, at all, like fucking, you know, it's fucking, yeah, plus, you know, the game had that fucking stigma too, Defiance, of just fucking, being tied to the sci-fi show, you know what I mean? Those shows are fucking almost always just complete ass. I mean, they're usually fucking terrible, so, yeah, so, I mean, again, the game's coming out, and, like, fucking, again, it had, like, a lot of, like, talk about it, but it wasn't, like, again, not all positive. I mean, I don't think anybody could fucking make heads or tails of it, to be honest, you know what I mean? Again, the most fucking people, like, talk, you know, just fucking, they were talking about it, but fuck, it's mostly just, oh, we'll wait for the fucking reviews or, like, whatever, with the reception, and then fucking it came out, and it's fucking mostly just kind of like, oh, these fucking servers are broken and blah, 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 like that type of shit, so, So yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a joke when it came out, again, of a lot of people probably hadn't played it, or, you know, just people, again, super fucking sensitive about, like, oh, a little bit of fucking something, a little bit of fucking rough edge in my game, like, I'm gonna cry about it. So yeah, it comes out, and it's kind of like LOL's Defiance type of deal. I mean, you fucking, you know, but it's just one of those things. I'm interested. I'm like fucking, I'm like looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I'm still interested in it. Like, whatever, I'll check it out, just because that should be obvious by now. I mean, I'm not averse to playing fucking some bad fucking games. I mean, it might be fucking funny. I mean, if it's bad enough, I can fucking laugh at it or whatever. So I had much more fucking free time in my hands back then too. That's the other thing too. It's fucking like, oh, whatever, some fucking game you fucking sink like a bunch of hours into, it's fucking tied to some shitty fucking sci-fi show. Oh, sign me up, like whatever, let's check it out. So yeah, but then, you know, I start fucking playing it, and it's fucking like, it's like, yeah, this is a pretty damn good game, you know what I mean? It's fucking it's basically a fucking open world third person shooter, so it's like you can totally just fucking run around and play it as like a fucking single player game, like no problem. Just get a bunch of fucking story missions you're playing, and fucking, you know, just full on fucking voice acting and like cutscenes and all that shit, and just fucking you know, just fucking like set piece fucking long missions, and yeah, along with a bunch of like little side missions and shit you can do, and I was just fucking like, whatever. Again, like fucking most open world games. Like, if you just fucking want to completely ignore like everything else, just fucking like, it's just open world game with a bunch of, you know, the side missions, main missions, and then fucking random little activities that pop up and whatever, like little races on the side and challenges, and just fucking like, it's fucking play it like that. But again, if you just fucking ignore even like the MMO shit, and it's fucking, it's a fine, you know, if it plays, like, plays fine like that, like it's okay, like it's all right, pretty fun to play. And just, I mean, not only are the fucking, the mechanics, like the regular, just moment to moment, the shooting mechanics, I mean, it's like, these are pretty fun. Like, I like these. It's fucking, it's snappy. It's fucking like whatever. It's good. You know, it's fucking super arcadey fucking action game where, I mean, you just like constantly fucking firing and firing shots and fucking murdering shit and fucking, it's just, and yeah, so I think it's one of the, I think like the MMO-ness of it works. I mean, again, just because you have like, it just gives you like so many choices, a shit ton of choice for, you know, your weapons, the weapons you can choose and upgrades for your fucking weapons and shit and all your powers and all that. Just like, just almost like an endless choice of just fucking like guns. I mean, almost like almost like Diablo-style loot, or Borderlands, I guess. Fucking took that to you, but I don't like Borderlands very much, but, yeah, it's just, you know, just the guns themselves, that, again, you're looting, like, you know, you're fucking either doing, like, quests to get them, or you're fucking, you know, loot drops, like, that type of shit. Yeah, I mean, like, every gun that you fucking, well, I guess, like, category of gun that you're shooting is, I don't know, like, a half dozen or so, or dozen, something like that. Yeah, so, like, each category of gun is, like, different levels that, you know, as you use them, you're fucking increasing your proficiency with them. Yeah, just that the more you use them, the more fucking, there's fucking mods you can put on them, like, you know, fucking scopes and shit, effects and fucking, you know, upgrades for each fucking one, and just, you know, and again, well, in general, I'm not like a huge fucking fan at all of fucking like loot grinds and fucking grinding for anything or whatever. In defiance, like, it just fucking, the system works like so well. I mean, fucking, again, I compare it to fucking like Diablo, where it's fucking like, although it just seems like no matter what you equip, I mean, it's fucking whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, fucking, you just dick around and just fucking, put a bunch of random shit on. I get something new, I'll fucking try it, and just, no matter what you do, though, it's still like a skill based game. You know what I mean? It's not fucking like a clicker or fucking like whatever. Just fucking stat based. Like, I mean, there's stats and shit and a bunch of RPG shit, but it's still like, you still have to fucking hit people. So, you know, you still have to get like fucking headshots and fucking, you know, all that shit. And you're still fucking like, fucking dodging out of the way of fucking like rockets and fucking like whatever. And, you know, you gotta fucking like be smart about like taking cover and that type of shit. So, yeah, so you get all these options, but, yeah, for the most part, it's fucking just really fucking balanced out. I mean, it's fucking, which is, you know, it's just fucking really impressive, just considering how, like, how fucking ridiculous the variety is, the fucking, the different weapons and all the different shit you can do in the game, and still just everything just feels fucking fine. Like, it feels, like, balanced, like, again, from fucking, you know, going off of day one to, you know, playing, like, a bunch of, you know, all the modes and all that bullshit and fucking going through like almost every inch of that fucking game and seeing people like, you know, try different shit and fucking, it's like, yeah, everything seems fucking pretty fucking balanced for the most part. You know, you carry in like two different guns, like a primary and a secondary. And, it's just like, yeah, they give you, you know, you have like the standard shit, like give you pistols, your assault rifles, your shotguns, fucking rocket launchers and, that type of shit. Then you have like, you know, like shit you wouldn't like want, you wouldn't expect to be like, I can just carry this around and like shoot. I mean, just fucking, you know, fucking grenade launchers and like that type of shit. And, you know, you get like these guns that can shoot out like these, little bugs, like the giant, like ticks or whatever that fucking like hop on people and like attack them and shit. And just, I just nothing feels like it's really like stupid, like overpowered or anything like that. Like again, like fucking. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's some like faggot like Reddit thread out there or something like that that like breaks down like Time to Kill or whatever the fuck, you know, on like a spreadsheet or you know whatever the fuck those homos do over there. I don't know, but it's just like the combination of like fucking, you know, you get all these different weapons, different types of weapons, and all of them have like all these fucking variants and shit. It's fucking like, oh, you got this one weapon that's full auto, ones that's fucking burst semi-auto or whatever the fuck. I mean, this is like a ton of different shit. They're all different like effects and shit. Like, oh, well, this one fucking like sets people on fire. This one fucking is like electricity, and just like, it's just like it's overwhelming to the point that it's just fucking whatever you pick, you know, whatever you use. If you use it enough and get used to it, I mean, once you're comfortable with it, you get used to how it fires and shit. You can make it work. I mean, it's just fucking. Or you just fuck, or whatever. If you don't, fucking like, oh, this seems like, oh, this seems like this would be good to fucking use. And it's fucking like, oh, no, it's shit. Oh, whatever. Let's, you know, the next thing I pick up, I'll just fucking use that, like, whatever, and fucking figure that out. And you just keep doing that. I mean, you just fucking find something that fucking does work for you. You know what I mean? Or it's fucking, it's like, oh, this is kind of shitty, and this is kind of shitty, but if I combine them, it's like, you know, if I use this fucking for primary and then switch to this to secondary, like, this works, you know what I mean? Like, this combination works. So it's just, like, so much shit there to fucking fuck around with. Again, it's not just fucking like, oh, I have, like, four or five different categories of weapons to use, and this is all, you know, I'm gonna fucking use this, and they're all the same, kind of, and then it's fucking, like, boosting their stats. It's like, no, there's fucking, like, so much shit going on there. Again, it's just, like, the MMO ness of it is fucking, it's like a shit ton, like impossible to fucking, like, you know, fucking, again, I'm sure people do like have like sheets of like, oh, this is every fucking weapon and type of and blah blah blah, it's fuck, but I mean, it's fucking just playing like a normal person playing, it's fucking, it's like, oh, you kind of always getting like surprised of shit and always have something to try out. So yeah, you know, then you get these like powers you can use that fucking unlocking, yeah, you unlock one at the beginning, but you can unlock all of them. There's four of them. As you level up, you're fucking, you know, you get a four different main ones. It's fucking like a cloak. I mean, that fucking just, you know, makes you fucking go invisible type of deal. It was a speed burst, which, you know, just fucking you run like real fast for a little bit. A damage boost one that just fucking whatever just gives you like whatever 30% more fucking damage output for as long as it's active. And and then there's a hologram, which it kind of works like fucking whatever that Halo fucking Spartan ability was. I don't know what the fuck, I think it might have been called Decoy 2 or like Hologram, I think. Or yeah, you just fucking shoot out a dude who fucking looks like you and shit. And Yeah. So yeah, you start the game. You're just picking one. You know, just one you can fucking use out of the four. You know, just right at the beginning. But yeah, I mean, just eventually you're unlocking. You know, as you fucking level up, it just gives you like upgrade points, and you get this fucking like big skill tree. And again, it just fucking like starts out where it's like, you know, you get all four of them in the skill tree. The giant, like the main fucking powers are like. And like, yeah, think of it like a square type of deal, and like the, you know, the four of them are on like each corner, I guess, and there's a bunch of like little perks around them, you know what I mean, but they're all connected that you can fucking unlock. But as they give you points to spend, you know what I mean, it's fucking just like, all right, I can just keep like making my way over to fucking do it to another power type of deal, and you can fucking eventually you fucking unlock everything on the fucking, on the skill tree, you know, there's no, like, classes or anything like that, so, anybody can equip fucking anything. Again, you can fucking mix and match your fucking perks, as you're leveling up, you can fucking put in more and more perks you can have equipped at the same time. Yeah, I mean, yeah, then there's fucking, on top of that, I mean, there's fucking, you know, you get grenades and there's fucking different grenade types or whatever. It's fucking, you know, what you would think. I mean, just, you know, like fucking normal exploding grenades or fucking whatever, electric grenades and fucking fire grenades and that type of shit, and siphon grenades, I think, like that type of shit. And then you get these things called, like, spikes, which are, like, Yeah, just fucking like flags, I guess. You fucking plant in the ground, and you know, you get like a radius that comes out of it, and you like, you know, boost healing or damage for anybody in there. Like, you know, if you have a bunch of people around you, like it boost it for them too. So yeah, I mean, yeah, there's just like so many fucking, you know, and you get different vehicles and shit too, like, you know, different types, different fucking like whatever. And again, those fucking level up as you're using them, and yeah, there's just fucking like so many options you have access to, and it's just. Yeah, it's just a matter of like, I was gonna fuck around again, and you know, I was just gonna keep trying shit out and just fuck around with shit until I'm comfortable, and then you know, even after you're comfortable and fucking like you pick something new up and or whatever, just fucking keep going on that skill tree, and I'll try this fucking combination and that combination, still fucking with it, and just fucking still trying to find better shit. You know, you just want to fucking experiment with, and. Yeah, you know, like doing something obvious, you know, it's fucking, it's like, try different, the different, like, abilities and all that. It's like, you know, obviously it's fucking like, if I have a sniper rifle, I'm gonna fucking cloak and, you know, shoot somebody while I'm cloaked. Then it's fucking, you know, and you get, like, these different perks you can fucking put into it of just like, you do more damage while you're cloaked. Oh, you do more damage if you have, like, you know, you're on higher elevation, you do more damage when you're whatever, like that type. So you're just trying, like, all these different combinations of shit. You know, but that's like pretty standard of just fucking, I'm gonna cloak and fucking use a sniper rifle. But then it's fucking, then it's like, oh, what if I like cloak and use, you know, use a fucking sawed off shotgun or some shit, like, you know, like just like, oh, that works too. Or just fucking like stupid shit of just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna use a fucking speed boost and a fucking rocket launcher, you know, rocket launcher and fucking primary grenade launcher and the other and like whatever, and just fucking or like, you know, a sword and fucking like whatever the fuck, like decoy or it's a bunch of shit. It's just like the game's like so like open-ended. It's fucking, I love that, the fact that it's fucking like all these options just fucking like go nuts and just fucking, again, I don't know if like it's really like fucking mathematically evened out of whatever, like, again, like time to kill and blah 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 and like seconds per, you know, whatever fucking that, or the fact it's just fucking like, no, everything's just like so overpowered and like ridiculous and just fucking that, I mean, just do whatever, like pretty much do whatever the fuck you want type of deal. I fucking love that shit. So yeah, I mean, then you get, again, you get other shit that you're earning through doing the missions and you're buying, you know, you get vehicles, you get fucking different ones, fucking four-wheelers and fucking you know, little buggies and like cars and shit. I think it's some fucking like deal with the show and the game and like Dodge Charger, or it's fucking, I think it was a Charger. So it's like, yeah, they have like a fucking, people fucking busting around in fucking Dodge Chargers. I mean, it's fucking like old shitty, like Mad Max looking ones. It was fucking just like, oh, I'm in this buggy and this fucking sky is this shitty fucking whatever the fuck van or some shit. And then like fucking like, oh, here's a fucking Dodge Charger coming through. Yeah, then fuck, you know, some of the cars you can fucking carry passengers in and shit, and yeah, you get your fucking cosmetic items, your fucking whatever, hats and fucking jackets and shit. Again, you're fucking earning, or you're earning through doing the missions, or fucking you're getting like these loot boxes you're unlocking, and yeah, you get different shields too. I mean, again, it's kind of like the Halo thing of fucking, you know, you have a shield, and once your shield drops, then you start taking like your health damage type of deal. Yeah, then you get like these different shields. It's fucking like, oh, this one has more actual shield that, you know, more like hit points in the shield, but, you know, well, once it goes down, like it'll be down for a long time. Or you get like these ones that's fucking like, ah, it's not, you know, maybe half that, you know, half the fucking hit points of the shield, but if fucking it goes down, but then you just fucking take cover for like a second and it starts like recharging, and other ones will recharge faster, other ones will recharge slower. It's, you know, again, it's fucking just all these fucking different options to fuck around with it to see like what you like type of deal. And again, there's just like so much shit going on, but then like at the heart of it, I mean, it's just like when you're playing the game, like moment to moment, it's just fucking, it's just like, oh, I'm just fucking shooting shit. You know what I mean? I'm shooting raiders and fucking aliens and fucking robots and shit. It's fucking really simple. You know, it's fucking like, oh, it sounds complicated and fucking at first, like, again, even playing it and then, playing it back then and going back now and just fucking, opening up some of those menus and being like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, I kind of remember, but it's fucking like, God, I remember, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it seems complicated at first, and then you stop playing, it's like, fucking like, oh yeah, whatever, whatever the fuck. They just fucking, yeah, nail the fucking, the balance there. It's fucking, yeah, it's just like the simpleness of the fucking actual gameplay mixed with that, I mean, that's kind of what people want, right? It's what I'd been fucking hoping for. I remember hearing about like open world fucking whatever the fuck that game was, like Huxley or whatever, fucking, you know, first person fucking MMO or whatever. It was fucking Destiny. It's basically fucking Destiny, but except Defiance is fucking fun and it seems to have like way more content, like variety and fucking much larger fucking open world and fucking map and shit and scale and all that shit. So yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, no, it doesn't have the fucking the polish and shit and fucking, again, when people are saying like, oh, I want this fucking shooter MMO, I wish Destiny was fucking this and that and fucking that's pretty much fucking like Defiance again, or like, you know, the Division or whatever the fuck. Again, it's too bad they couldn't fucking sort some of the fucking server bullshit out to this day. I mean, it's just still like fucking like lag and shit and all that, but yeah, it's fucking Defiance. I'm actually not done with that yet, but I'm gonna take a little break here and see if I can find an Arkfall or two. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I was just thinking, fucking during the break, I was fucking just randomly thinking of fucking, I had my mind in fucking the MMO, like whatever, fucking mindset. I'm just I started thinking about like betas. I remember talking about like the secret world, fucking that shit. Like the fucking, I signed up, like all these fucking betas that I've signed up for, like the past few months, like whatever, I fucking signed up, like the secret world I signed up for, fucking, that pirate, that Ubisoft fucking pirate game, and fucking, what else the fuck, trying to think, fucking some like western fucking that western fucking wild wild west fucking MMO shit, and fucking like a couple other ones too I signed up for, and fucking it's just like I'm thinking like, well, like months ago in the case of some of them. It's like, I haven't fucking heard anything from anybody. You know what I mean? He's just, he used to always getting fucking betas and shit. Just fucking like, do they know now? Like, right? Do they know who I am? Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I fucking just like blacklisted from that shit now? Like, they don't want me fucking playing and fucking talking about that shit anymore? Like, am I like blacklisted from like betas and fucking like people like, please don't play it. Like, wait, please don't play and fucking talk about our games. I don't know. But yeah, and yeah, so Defiance, get back on track here. So what happened to Defiance? Besides the main fucking story missions and shit, and you get your co-op missions and shit you can do, like whatever, just fucking in match made co-op instances where you fucking just you queue up for, you know, you get like fucking like four player, pretty much like dungeons, I guess you'd call them, but yeah, it reminds me a lot of fucking like Destiny and shit, but fucking like everything you fucking queue up for type of deal. You're either queuing up for it or just fucking like open invitation of just fucking like in the open world. Like that's pretty much like all the multiplayer shit. But you get like the dungeons, I guess, like the four player ones, or you just, as you're doing like other shit, you just fucking like queue up for whatever you want to do. And then, when there's enough players fucking that do it, it just fucking pops you into the wherever you're going, you know what I mean, with the other people, and it's fucking, yeah, and that instance fucking scales for your level and fucking, it'll scale your level up, you know what I mean, and fucking do a certain, it's like, you might not be able to even enter one till you either, like, reach a certain point in the story, or you fucking, hit a certain level, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I might need to be like level like 400 to fucking like get into this one, like 1,000 for that one, or fucking again, you progressed enough in the story where they're just like, all right, yeah, whatever, you can do that too. And then it just like, it scales you up, like fucking like, depending on what you're doing, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, it does that rather fucking well too, you know what I mean? You never fucking, it's not like you're ever fucking useless or whatever. It's not like, I went to this place and I'm fucking doing like no damage or like whatever. It's fucking like, no, I can hold my own, like whatever. Same shit happens with the PvP too. I mean, it's fucking, they have like those instance fucking match made PvP games on like, you know, different maps, dedicated maps, and talking about like, you get all these options and unlocks you're doing and shit, but it's fucking like, it's almost entirely skill based again, because it's fucking like, alright, everyone's fucking, you're doing PvP, you're all like boosting, you know, boost you up to like this fucking certain threshold, you know what I mean, fucking, no, it's just like a scale, I guess, you know, like a certain fucking like level threshold type of thing. And yeah, obviously, if I could even playing for, you know, if you're fucking like, I don't know if there's like a max level, I mean, there probably is, I don't know. But I mean, it's just fucking, you know, if you're to the point where you just fucking, you might be facing somebody who has like more fucking like perks and shit and like whatever. I mean, obviously, you know, guns with different fucking effects and all that. And I mean, they'll have a fucking advantage, but it's not like crazy, like overwhelming, like, it never really feels like fucking, it's not like, this guy just won because he's fucking like whatever max level when he fucking rolled over fucking a bunch of newbies or anything like that. It doesn't seem like that anyway. I mean, obviously, just the added fact that they've been playing for so long, they're fucking probably better shots and all that shit. And if they've been playing a bunch of PvP, I mean, they know the maps again. There's just like the like dedicated fucking PvP maps and all that. Yeah, again, like, I was just really impressed, just fucking, like, how well they managed to balance everything, which is fucking, so many games fuck that up, so many, like, RPG fucking PvP is just a nightmare, like, fucking real bad, then fucking, you got, like, the really massive fucking open world, massive scale shit going on, you know, as you're going around in the overworld doing your normal shit, you get co-op and fucking PvP going on there. I mean, you'll be fucking driving around doing like whatever the fuck, and then like you see a bunch of like red markers pop up on the map, and it's fucking like, what is this shit? You fucking open it up and just Yeah, you see like a countdown ticking at the top, going down, you know, and just they call those arc falls, and they're most of them are kind of like a mini horde mode type of thing, something like that, where, you know, you just fucking drive up to, like, you know, there'll be like, you know, a red marker and like a radius around it, and there's fucking just, there'll be like a big, like, a meteor fucking rock thing in the center that fucking fell down from the fucking sky and just, like, you know, just sitting on the ground, and it'll be like right in the center of like the red circle, and then this fucking there's a few different types of events that go on there. It's not just all like horde mode shit, but I mean, we'll keep the shit moving. The most common one anyway. You go up to the fucking the arc fall, and just fucking you have to damage the rock enough, or whatever the fuck it is, the arc fall thing. I don't know, the fucking rock thing in the center is fucking. You know, the main goal is everybody's just shooting that thing, like trying to fucking get enough fucking damage on it. It's got a health bar, but it's fucking like as you're shooting it, fucking more and more fucking waves of enemies pop up. and you have to fucking kill those too, as, you know, as fucking, again, it's kind of like horde mode plus fucking whatever the fuck that is, you know, just fucking, do enough damage at this one point. And I mean, just again, as it goes on, as the thing gets more damaged, just fucking, you know, more powerful enemies fucking show up, more of them, and it gets fucking overwhelming to the point with fucking all these enemies shooting at you that it's fucking, they're almost impossible to do on your own. I mean, it's fucking, you know, you've got fucking little bug guys fucking swarming around you, and fucking, had these mortars like just circling the perimeter shooting you, and fucking flying bugs that fucking shoot shit that fucking slows your movement down and that type of thing. But yeah, just because it is in the open world, I mean, everybody else is everybody sees that, that's fucking playing on the server or whatever, so it's fucking, you know, people see that and they want to come and fucking do it too. So what usually happens is fucking, like, you might start out like fucking, like, I want one drop kind of near me, so it's fucking like, all right, I'll drive over there and start doing it, and fucking like, oh man, it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking plugging away at it, like fucking like, ah, oh, this is going real slow, and then fucking like, one other person might show up, and one or two other people kind of show up doing the same thing, then fucking it's like, all right, you guys work towards that, and fucking for like 5 minutes or whatever, and, you know, just again, just killing all the enemies and shit, and just doing the little fucking horde mode thing, and then then fucking like, all right, like, cool, we fucking finished that one, the fucking thing explodes and shit, and fucking like, all right, you did that fucking one arc fall, and fucking, and then like, oh, you know, the clock at the top is still fucking like ticking down, because you know, there's like four or five more of them, and like an even bigger circle, you know, it's fucking, it's like a giant red circle, and then like these are like their own like little fucking areas, you know, and just there'll be four or five of them, and fucking like the bigger ones. So it's like, all right, so let's go to the next one that's fucking closest to us, then fucking whatever the couple people that you're with, fucking just, you know, you all just fucking hop on your fucking vehicles and just, you know, drive to the next one, do the next one, and then fucking show up at the next fucking spot, and it's fucking like, oh, it's already like, you know, half a dozen other fucking people already here, fucking they've been doing this one, and just all right, so it's fucking, you know, now you get a little group of, you know, a small group of people doing the same shit, so that goes by a little bit easier, and then fucking like, all right, on to the next one, then fucking everybody jumps on their thing and fucking drives off to the fucking the next one, and fucking, yeah, it's like a fucking big, like, biker gang or some shit, where it's fucking just like, all right, he's fucking going, and more people are fucking joining him, and they're all fucking, like, driving fucking one to the other, and, yeah, then fucking, like, hopefully you fucking get all of them done in time, because if you do that, then a giant fucking main one opens up, and then fucking, again, everybody fucking rushes there, and fucking more people are joining in, and at this point, you're with fucking, like, whatever, 20, 30, fucking 40 people, like, I don't know what the fucking limit even is on there, it gets fucking pretty fucking nuts, but pretty high fucking player count, and then, yeah, so then you end up at this fucking giant fucking bug nest, and there's fucking like hundreds of fucking bugs, like, just, you know, spawning in and fucking swarming everybody, and it's fucking just like chaos, you know, fucking chaos going on, and just, yeah, I was talking about, you remember how many fucking, like, all the different, like, weapons and powers and all that shit you can have, and you get this fucking massive crowd of people, and, you know, doing, like, whatever, you know, everybody's fucking has different shit equipped, and they're all fucking, like, different powers and shit, and they're fucking, you know, they're all you know, doing whatever they can to fucking, you know, murder these fucking hundreds of fucking, like, flying and fucking, like, charging bugs and shit that are just coming at you. And, you know, it's fucking, you know, people fucking zipping around that fucking the speed boost thing with fucking, like, shotguns and shit. You know, people on the fucking perimeter up on fucking rocks and shit with fucking sniper rifles just firing down, and fucking, you know, people fucking launching grenade after grenade fucking into shit. They're fucking splitting up fucking other grenades, and fucking people throwing grenades, and just like, you know, some fucking dickheads just fucking just stay in their car and just like do like fucking donuts and shit, and like run over fucking all the bugs and all that shit, splattering them and all that. And yeah, and then fuck, you know, so you do that for a little bit, and then fucking, you know, after you kill enough of those guys, the fucking, that giant nest in the middle is fucking a giant red fucking, like, mound, and fucking, that opens up, and a fucking giant, like, queen, like, almost looks like a giant, like, flying ant or whatever the fuck, just, you know, just this boss fucking thing. And that'll come out, and then it's fucking like, alright, so everybody's got a fucking focus fire on that fucking thing, like trying to kill it, you know, it's got like this giant fucking health bar, and so yeah, it's almost like a fucking Earth Defense Force MMO. I mean, it's kind of nuts, kind of fucking awesome, when it works right, of course. I mean, that's the fucking, the caveat again, sometimes it's fucking just this fucking amazing fucking, exactly what you want, fucking, and so sometimes for whatever reason, the fucking, the server will fucking, like, freak out, and then you see, like, you know, again, other players are, like, phasing, like, in and out of, like, existence as they pop in and out of the instance, like, that type of thing. But I mean, they're actually, like, playing, like, they're doing the same shit you are, like, I'm sure they're seeing the same shit, but it's just fucking, like, you can't see them for whatever reason. It's fucking, but I mean, you still see, like, you know, all the bugs that you see, they'll just fucking, like, explode, like, randomly, just because, you know, you get these fucking invisible people, like, getting them, like, that type of thing. that shit still happens. And again, when I first played it on 360, I'm like, ah, this must be like a, you know, limitation, like a 360 limitation thing, where it's fucking, you know, the Xbox can't handle all that shit going on at once, and but yeah, it's just like almost like identical, like the same shit on fucking, like, PC, like, you know, years later. So it's fucking like, this is just fucking like server shit, or like, you know, stuff in the code that, you know what I mean, is fucking like too much shit going on, like, on top of each other, and it's like they haven't really fixed it or like whatever. But yeah, anyway, they also have like an open world PvP mode called Shadow War, which fucking is, it pretty much works like, you know, like a normal PvP, where you queue up for it fucking just like whenever, just fucking, all right, fucking sign me up for fucking this open world PvP thing. And then when there's enough players fucking doing it, and fucking the game makes, like, again, it's fucking all like match made, or it's fucking, all right, makes fucking teams, and fucking turns into this massive fight in a huge area of the map. And again, it's like the same map of everything else is still going on, you know what I mean? It's still fucking people doing, like, their side missions, their story mission. It's still like all little shits, like random shits popping up. It's just fucking like, all right, this one area here, like, just overlap it with like a PvP fucking place. They're just fucking, they just split you up into fucking teams and shit, and just yeah, it's just, yeah, that's fucking great. I mean, not only does it, like, solve the bullshit that's usually, again, the usual MMO, like, PvP zone fucking problem that they have, where it's fucking, where it's just like, ah, you know, whoever has the most, whatever side has the most people is fucking just gonna end up, like, steamrolling the other side. Like, it doesn't matter if they're fucking good or not, better than the other side, or, like, whatever. It's fucking like, oh, I brought, like, you know, 50 people, and we're just gonna fucking gang up on your, like, five, and, like, whatever, like, that type of deal. Like, so, we fucking coordinated and fucking blah, blah, blah. All my clan coordinated together. Everybody together at this time. We're just going to go in the PvP P zone and just fucking ruin everything. Like, you know, that had been my previous fucking... Again, I'm not a huge MMO guy, but my limited fucking, like, oh, going to the PvP zones or, like, PvP servers. They always just fucking just giant clusterfuck. It was just fucking like, no, this is just, like, match made. Again, just fucking... And they make it as even as possible, you know, like a time limit, score limit, like all that shit, and it's fucking, yeah, and again, you're playing on the actual map that everything else is going on in, so you get fucking, all the normal AI enemies, like on the map, you know, they'll attack you too, and fucking, yeah, you can even stumble into, like, one of them, like, I was talking, like, the giant arc falls, just fucking, like, you know, 40, 50 people all fucking, like, doing this, you know, fighting this fucking giant bug and all that shit. Like, as you're doing the PvP, like, you can, like, stumble into that shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, 40 people fighting each other in, like, PvP, and then you run into fucking 40 other people doing, like, co-op shit, and then fucking, like, you know, hundreds of fucking bugs everywhere. It's just fucking, yeah, it's fucking, like, that used to be, like, dicey, fucking, that was a pretty good strategy, fucking, like, I'm playing, like, whatever, I'm just gonna hide in this huge group of fucking, like, other players, like, enemies and shit, just fucking, like, nobody knows, you know what I mean, like, just use this, like, camouflage and fucking, like, fight and just, yeah, it's like, you can't, anybody who's not, like, who didn't, like, opt into, like, the Shadow War PvP thing, or you can't, like, hurt them or anything, you can't, like, shoot them or whatever, you're not gonna fuck with them. But it's fucking, like, just insane. Just, like, the spectacle of that is fucking just real, real cool. So, yeah, I mean, Defiance, yeah, still fucking fun. I mean, still pretty kind of broken, too. Again, fucking the servers still get some lag and shit and all that, but unfortunately. But, you know, like, that aspect of it, it hasn't fucking changed too much since I last played. And it's fucking, it's funny, too. I'm looking in, like, the fucking, whatever, like, Steam forum discussions and all that shit, and people were like, oh, fucking lag, oh, they're gonna fix the lag, the server's getting reset, like, this week, but is it gonna, like, fix the lag, and blah, 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 and fucking just like, oh, man, like, fucking, I don't know, like, you know what I mean, so I keep fucking hearing that shit from fucking, again, since the game launched, the same shit, and fucking, I don't know, I wouldn't keep your hopes up on that, just kind of, the game kind of is what it is, you know what I mean, at this point, but... Yeah, it's so fucking fun, like, whatever, it's fucking, a little bit of lag you gotta fucking deal with, but it's not perfect, but whatever, man, it's fucking so cool as shit. So, and I was surprised, like, how many people were still on or fucking, I was surprised I first played it, like, are these fucking, like, am I gonna buy this game and the servers are, like, down, you know what I mean, like, fucking, they just gave up on it, but, no, they're still up, man, it's fucking still people playing, like, it's not exactly, like, overcrowded or anything like that, but, yeah, I don't know, it's fucking just in Steam, it's saying, like, Steam alone, I mean, people fucking bought it separately, but just in Steam, it's fucking, like, usually it's, like, 400 or 500 people playing, you know what I mean, but, it's, yeah, it's not exactly fucking, like, overcrowded or anything like that, but just fucking, yeah, it's just, like, I was queuing up for, like, random, like, you know, co-op dungeons and all that shit, and so, like, I wasn't waiting that long to get a game going, it's fucking, like, you know, and... when I first started the game too, it's like, there's like 3 or 4 like brand new fucking people like in the beginning zone with me, like playing, you know, and they're obviously like brand new, like fucking, you know, then you get the people out there who've been playing for fucking years and shit, obviously, and all that shit. And yeah, it's just like the game's been out for long enough now that, like, you know, most people in the chat are fucking, they seem pretty fucking, like, cool and, like, helpful and fucking, like, you know, you want to just fucking, anybody just want to go and run around and team up and fuck around. And what do you want to, what does anybody want to do? And fucking, like, this and that, and just fucking, you know, the usual shit, selling items and all that bullshit. And yeah, it's neat. Cool game. I highly suggest fucking checking it out while you can, while you still can. I'll say this in, like, next week. It's fucking, not enough people playing. We shut the servers down, like, whatever. But just be prepared for, like, some lag and some fucking jank and shit. But yeah, whatever. Even, like, not on sale. I'm pretty sure it's, I'm not even sure. I think it might just be free. You just fucking, hop in and just play. I think, like, the thing that I bought was, like, the gold edition. It was just fucking, like, some fucking, whatever, I don't know, fucking extra missions or, like, whatever, or fucking, perks or some shit, or, like, fucking cosmetic, I have fucking no idea what the fuck I bought. I'm pretty sure just the base game is, like, free to play, though. I'd fucking check it out. Yeah, it's good shit. The show Defiance is kind of gay, by the way. You can fucking skip that. I wouldn't fucking worry about that bullshit. I played a lot of that. Then I was looking through again, just fucking doing that thing. I'm fucking looking through my Steam library, as one does. It's fucking like something again. It's fucking game the Defiance. I've already fucking played. I've played the shit out of it, and fucking just like it was whatever. Looking for something fucking new to me anyway. It's like I don't fucking care if the game's actually old, like whatever. Just fucking something I haven't fucking played before. There's a fucking couple there I'm fucking looking at that I'm just like. A couple in there that are like, I always fucking, when I do this shit, I'm always just fucking toying with them, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like the games that you hear about is fucking, like, oh, these are classics, fucking must plays that I fucking look at it and it's fucking like, I don't know. A couple times I actually like hovered over like the install button and then like for whatever reason it's fucking like, I don't know, I just don't feel like fucking playing this right now. Like System Shock 1, and I played a little bit of the first System Shock like fucking years and years ago, but I was fucking like, should I fucking play System Shock right now? Or fucking Vampire the Masquerade, the fucking RPG, like that type of shit. It's fucking just fucking like, it's supposed to always hear a good job. But again, I go back to like fucking, I hear the same shit about like Planescape Torment and fucking like, and then eventually like, finally I'll sit down and play this fucking masterpiece, fucking Planescape Torment, and that game is fucking garbage, you know what I mean? So I can just like, from a lot of the people who were saying like, oh, this is, you know, again, System Shock and like Vampire and all that shit. I actually fucking installed Star Wars Dark Forces, the original fucking game, and just I'm like, all right, let's fucking try this. It's old school. I mean, again, I might have played a little bit of it fucking back in the day, but I don't think I've actually ever sat down and just fucking like played, like try to go through it and whatever. I played the first level of fucking Dark Forces and fucking, man, that game's fucking rough now. It's pretty hard to play. I mean, I remember fucking, again, I probably played a little bit of it back then, but fucking, I remember fucking, I mostly remember fucking looking at like screenshots and shit of that game and just fucking like being like, oh wow, fucking blown away by fucking screenshots of fucking Dark Forces. And yeah, I think I played, I remember playing like one of the sequels quite a bit, but fucking, Jesus Christ. I mean, just that fucking, the first game just didn't really age that well. The graphics are fucking rough. Even like, you know, not that long ago, I played like fucking like the first Doom and fucking, Wolfenstein 3D. Like those games still look fucking good. Like they still look and play like really, really good, but then fucking, yeah, Dark Forces, man. It came out that odd time between like, again, like Wolfenstein and Doom and shit, and then like between like that and like when the 3D games started coming out, like Quake and shit. It's just fucking that period where they're trying for like, all right, well, let's just put more and more detail in like these fucking low res 2D fucking sprites and shit, and just it just ends up looking like fucking pixel vomit. You know what I mean? It's just like that old, and it's got that old school, like fucking, run around the maze, these mazes, and like pick up key cards and like hit these fucking buttons and switches to fucking open up like secret doors, like that type of gameplay. Again, that worked in the original Doom. Like, I still think that game's fucking like pretty fucking classic. I mean, even though it is a lot of the same shit, but fucking that's like, but in fucking Dark Forces, it's fucking like, that seems like, they're trying to figure out, you can like jump and shit and like look, yeah, I think you look up and down, I forget already, but it's why, I think like they're still like trying to figure out like fucking 3D space and shit, so it's fucking, you know, you're jumping around and just like, yeah, I get fucking like lost as fuck, like almost immediately on fucking the first level. I'm just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck, like, what am I doing here? Like, where am I going? Like, what is my goal? I don't know. Just because, yeah, there's fucking the level design is like really fucking confusing, and just like, you know, you get to hit these buttons on the walls, but it's fucking like, what buttons? It's fucking just like they all look like slightly different shaded like gray like boxes or like just fucking like pixels from fucking everything else. It's just yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's especially tough to go back again to fucking, after like a million other fucking Star Wars games. And yeah, I mean, like the main draw, I'm pretty sure, of Dark Forces, even when it came out, was fucking like, oh, it's just like a Star Wars themed fucking first person shooter, like type of deal. And yeah, it's like now again, another beta. I'm fucking like, oh, here I am waiting for the fucking Battlefront 2 fucking beta, and just fucking. So it's just like, I don't know. I might go back to Dark Forces, like, just because. I mean, it's fucking for, like, historical reasons, I guess. I'm just fucking like, it's probably a game I should play. I don't know if I'm wasting my time doing it, or it's fucking something like that. I don't know. But yeah, it's playing that, it's fucking, as far as like Star Wars, like first person shooters, it's fucking like, we have come a long fucking way, you know, from that. Kind of tough to go back to. And yeah, so yeah, I'm just fucking looking at my library. What do I actually like want to just like sit down and play? And just yeah, I'm looking at all the fucking Total War games I have. I have fucking quite a few of them. I don't know, like fucking 7, 8 of them. There's a lot of them. Like I think it's fucking one random sale. They had like fucking some bundle package of them. It's like, pretty sure it was every Total War game they had released up to that point a couple years ago. And like, I don't know, I'm looking at all of them, like, I don't know which fucking one to play here. And I know the new one coming out, or maybe it just came out, was like Total War Warhammer. And that might even be like Total War Warhammer like 2 or 3 or something. I don't know, no clue. Say I have a fucking, I think I have a couple of those on there, like fucking Warhammer, fucking Total War games already on. It's like, oh shit, like start playing those and get a feel for them and shit, and just like see if I want to pick up the new one. Like what do I do? And you know what I mean? Should I just start with that or what? And yeah, just fucking so many of them. It's all different fucking historical periods. Fucking like, you know, ancient Rome, fucking whatever the fuck. Rome 2, fucking Napoleon, fucking Total War, fucking Japan, fucking medieval, like medieval 2, like whatever the fuck, something or other. And like, I was like, again, I don't, like, where do I start? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking like, I don't know. So yeah, the one I ended up settling on is called Empire Total War Empire. I actually think it's called Empire Total War. It's like, yeah, like they're not even like in the fucking the list too, and like the Steam library, they're not even like fucking like lined up, you know what I mean? It's fucking, they're all over, they're all like, they have like different names. Like one's like, oh, it might be like Rome Total War, this one's Empire Total War, then it's like, oh, Total War this, Total War that, Ultimate Total War. Like, it's just fucking like all over the place. I'm just fucking like, I don't know, like even what I have. But I'm just like looking and just yeah, the one I settled on was Empire Total War. and it's about the American Revolution. Just fucking, yeah, just because I'm like, yeah, that's probably the most familiar to me, you know what I mean? Probably know probably the most about that, I'd guess, out of the other, like, time periods. And, you know what I mean? It's like, if I'm gonna start here, like, at least I know fucking the geography, obviously, like, fucking the eastern U.S., you know, northeast U.S., and fucking, you know, some of the fucking weapons and the tactics and shit. And it's like, yeah, the generals and whatever. So it seems like a good place to start, you know what I mean? At least I have to fucking go over, like, another hurdle of, like, learning, like, fucking Japanese fucking word, you know, Japanese fucking generals are all gonna fucking sound the same, and I have no idea who they are. At least there's some kind of basis, you know, some kind of base to start at here. So, so I do the tutorial they have, and it's fucking just, it's like, alright, start that up, and it's showing, like, a couple squads of riflemen, they're facing off, like, with each other, and, you know, you have fucking, you know, a couple cannons you can play with, and to shell fucking the enemy. And it seems pretty basic as far as the controls go. It's just fucking, you know, he's pretty much controlling the camera with fucking, like, you know, WSAD, WASD, you know, and you got fucking Q and E, fucking pan the camera, tilt it like left or right with Q and E, and then like hold shift, it fucking makes it go faster. So yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's fucking, it's almost like a fucking, you're playing like, for, you know, first person shooter controls with the camera type of deal. That's easy enough. Like, whatever, that makes sense. And then then you know, you select fucking the units like you would in any other fucking strategy game, I guess. You fucking, you know, left click on them like individually, or they have like the fucking cards or whatever, the fucking info cards or whatever in the fucking bottom of the screen. You can click on those, or you can just do on the fucking actual like map and like that type of deal, you know, drag and drop and, you know, select groups and all that that bullshit. And, you know, right click, have them attack. And, yeah, then because their squads, you can like if you hold down the movement, like where you want them to move, you can like spread them out and like rotate them and all that shit. And you know, and you want your fucking lines of soldiers like spread out like quite a bit, just because it's it's fucking the Revolutionary 1700s. It starts off even before the Revolutionary War, but it's like, you know, 1600s, 1700s fucking hundreds. You know, black powder fucking rifles and like muskets and shit. So it's like, you know, the soldiers are like firing a shot and they're fucking like, you know, reloading for like 30 seconds or a minute. You know what I mean? And then fucking, then like the guns behind them will fire as they're like crouched down, like reloading. And yeah, it's like, I think that shit's kind of cool. I mean, that fucking time period is like real fucking interesting anyway to fucking like play this fucking strategy game in. And it's, again, I'm just fucking going through the simple shit. I'm just fucking like, you can zoom in like real close. You can see fucking like individual soldiers and shit, like, you know, fighting. And yeah, it's fucking, it's just like, dude, I'm like, first impressions are like fucking, this is awesome, dude. I'm fucking down with this shit. And then, then it's like, all right, well, here's more enemies to fucking fight them. And, you know, and again, still in the fucking tutorial. It's like, there's two more squads coming in. And it's fucking, like, they're trying to teach you, if like, all right, you know, protect your fucking flanks and, you know, take cover behind these stone walls and all that shit. And it's fucking like, and then fucking like, I'm like, I'm still like dicking around with the shit, trying to figure shit out. And it's fucking all my soldiers get fucking like murdered and I fucking end up losing. So yeah, I failed the fucking tutorial of the game. So that's pretty much like, I'm like, cool start. I'm sure this will be going well. This is the only game I can think of where I failed the fucking tutorial. But yeah, not the greatest at fucking strategy games. So yeah, so I'm like, all right, whatever. Start it up, try it again. Fucking, I was determined I'll stick with this. And yeah, I get past it. I mean, it turns out you can be fucking way more fucking micromanagey about fucking everything, like all your soldiers and all that, than you'd expect. I mean, again, I didn't know much about like the series in general, the Total War series, but what I understood about it was fucking what I've seen, the fucking trailers and just fucking like shit like that. I mean, they always look pretty cool, but it's fucking, it's, again, I'm like fucking, I'm pretty bad at strategy games. But from what I saw, it's fucking just like, it's like, it just looks like you're throwing fucking massive armies together and fucking throwing them at each other and just fucking watch them shoot and fucking murder each other and shit. And it's fucking like, I thought that was about it. Like, that's why people play these games. Like, that was like just like the entire game. Just fucking like, throw these two armies together and fucking go. And yeah, it really is like a fucking real-time strategy game. And yeah, again, like most of the other ones I've tried playing, I'm just fucking like, I'm going to be fucking really bad at this. And just, yeah, as a matter of fact, like, as I was playing, I'm fucking just thinking, like, man, this is, like, really, like, feels, like, incredibly similar to, the past few games I played, like, fucking whatever, Company of Heroes 2, Halo Wars 2, and, something else I can't fucking think of. Like, fuck, you know, all the other strategy games I played, I mean, I understand it's, like, the same genre, but it's, like, a lot of, like, the graphics and all that shit, just fucking just in the way, like, you're, you know, just like moving you guys around, it feels like really fucking similar. And I guess there's a reason for that. I mean, fucking, they're all made by the same developer, Creative Assembly. I mean, I guess the de facto fucking modern strategy game guys, I guess. They just fucking pump those things out. Yeah, and they're good. And I mean, from what I've played, I mean, again, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's fucking, it's just fucking like, certain things as I'm playing, like, so like just like there's a certain feel of the whole thing. Is fucking, this feels really familiar. And then fucking like, oh yeah, it'd be because it should, you know what I mean? Because it's fucking, again, the same Creative Assembly, those guys. And yeah, it's just, yeah, what they do really fucking well is just like that scale, you know what I mean? Just fucking like little small squads. And then fucking that you're like, again, when you're like having to move, just like you see like individual is fucking like, this guy's gonna line up here, this guy's gonna, you know, it's in like a line type of deal. And just Yeah, just fucking, just like, you're going in, you're fucking inching forward and fucking lining him up like just right. So it's fucking, you know, that can make like all the difference. Again, it isn't what I originally thought it was. It's fucking just like, oh, he's throwing these fucking balls, you know what I mean? Like a Warcraft or something like that, I guess. Fucking, I'm just fucking like, oh, I was going to throw this fucking giant like ball of fucking enemies at this other giant ball of enemies and see who fucking wins. But it's fucking just like, it's very like, again, like zoom, you can get like really zoomed in, just like small scale, just fucking, again, two or three forward and fucking like whatever, you know what I mean? Two or three lines deep and just fucking like whatever and just fucking, yeah, you know, and you're changing their fucking buttons there. You can change like their ammo types, fucking formations and all that shit and fucking just, you know, just, but I mean, that's like the very smallest scale you can go. Again, you can zoom in and see like every individual fucking soldier and just fucking, you know, blades of grass like that type of shit. Just fucking one-on-one fighting and you can see all that shit. But then it's fucking like, but then there's so many fucking battles going on like at once with, you know, there's so many fucking, you have like so many squads going at the same time that you can't possibly sit there and like babysit like every fucking squad at once. So you end up like prioritizing like, oh, what's going to have like the biggest impact here, like on the overall battle, and just fucking like hoping everybody else that's controlled by the fucking AI doesn't do something stupid, you know what I mean? And yeah, because again, the scale gets fucking massive. I mean, and I think like Total War is probably the best example of that. Of just fucking, you know, that fucking scale, like scaling. You know what I mean? It's fucking scaling of like between like the small like micromanaging shit, and then like fucking like, oh, just fucking zoom out to like the giant battle, and like fucking they're both like almost equally important type of deal. Yeah, as the name would imply, I guess. I mean, as Total War, these fucking giant fucking battlefields, just, you know, dozens of squads just fucking laying into each other, and yeah, I guess pretty fucking epic. I mean, in the real sense of the word, fucking epic, of just fucking, it's like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of fucking people on this battlefield fucking fighting, and yeah, it gets fucking just like, oh, Jesus, like, you just have to, like, prioritize, I guess, of just fucking, what's going to be the most important here, you know, keep your fucking, try to keep your generals alive, to keep the morale up, and just fucking, you know, push forward and or fucking retreat a little bit or whatever. So yeah, so after the tutorial, I start off the main campaign called The Road to Independence, which follows the British, you know, starts off like, you know, I'm pretty sure the fucking British colonizing like North America, and then fucking yeah, then it goes to like the United States fucking rebelling and the fucking Revolutionary War, and yeah, again, I love that shit. Just fucking the Revolution, the fucking Civil War, I find fucking like incredibly interesting. Again, maybe, oh, is it fucking American, bro? Fucking racist American? Yeah, probably. But yeah, I just think that's just fucking just cool time period. Just fucking like cool. A bunch of like really, again, interesting shit happened. And yeah, the first mission you play in the game is the fucking the colonists fighting tribes of Indians in the fucking, you know, in the woods and shit. And the general you're controlling is John Smith, who I'm actually related to somehow, fucking distant relative. And yeah, John Smith's a cool guy. He fucking he murdered and fucked his way out of slavery and like piracy and shit, and he got fucking knighted by the king of Transylvania, and he's got a fucking coat of arms of three Turkish fucking heads is on the fucking coat of arms, because I guess he fucking dueled three fucking Turkish commanders and fucking beheaded them. So yeah, pretty interesting guy. And yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures of him. They have like, you know what I mean, like the fucking like you know, those old fucking like etchings or whatever the fuck that he like. It's like, you know, just illustrations of what he looked like. It's fucking like, he does kind of look like me. It's kind of scary, but he did all that shit, and I play video games, so it's kind of the same thing. I don't know. I think I'm living up to that legacy, but the first battle that you're playing, like the real battle out of the in the campaign, they just plop you down in the fucking in the battlefield. You know, all your fucking soldiers are there, and you fucking Yeah, he's fucking he's moving them around, trying to fucking, you know, win the fight and shit. He's busy as fucking squads of fucking Indians coming in. And he's trying to fucking pretty much, I think he's defending yourself for so long. And yeah, it's fucking awesome. You know what I mean? And I thought that was going to be like the entire game. You know what I mean? Like here's a bunch of, historical battles and fucking like, all right, he is like more or less the units, like the types of units, the numbers that you're going up against, like in each fucking battle. And just like, I thought that was it. Like that was the game. You know what I mean? That was the extent of it. But as it turns out, yeah, there's a shit ton. There's a whole lot more fucking to the game, like a lot more than that. Other than just the fucking the battles and shit. Like, yeah, it ends up turning into like this hybrid of the board game like Risk or whatever, where there's, you know, you have this fucking world map, and I mean a fucking pretty much like a map of the world. That's all. Again, it's kind of just focused on the eastern seaboard of the U.S. For the campaign anyway, but I feel like they have like a free roam, whatever you want to call it. It's like a free game of fucking just like, you know, grand game or pretty much the entire world you could do, but I'm just sticking with the campaign. So you got like fucking like, you know, the entire like East Coast, you're seeing like, you know, different territories and shit, and just you're just trying to fucking sack the capital of each fucking territory to fucking so you have control of it. And just and there's a lot of like civilization, like the game Civilization, thrown in there. I think it might even be more fucking complex than a Civilization, to be honest with you. Yeah, you know, you're setting like your fucking tax rates in each fucking territory. You know, if you fucking tax people too high, you know, the people like rebel, and you know they won't work if they're fucking unhappy, and they might riot, and then it's fucking like, oh, you gotta send fucking soldiers into the fucking towns that are rioting to fucking like suppress it and shit, and then it's fucking, but you can't put it too low. You need the money coming in to pay for the upkeep of your army, and just yeah, you're setting up fucking trade routes and fucking making alliances with other countries, and fucking, you know, selling like furs and, you know, shipping fur and fucking like cotton and shit like down to like India, and just like it's fucking like crazy, like so much shit. You know, yeah, fucking tobacco farms, cotton farms, like fucking fur stands and that shit you can upgrade, and it's, you know, and the more you do, like the more like money you get, I guess, like the more prosperous the fucking your territories are. Like fucking you see like little villages will pop up along the roads, and like those will turn into like towns, and then like depending on your population, then it's fucking like, again, you're trying to like balance it. Like, all right, again, I was surprised I got much like Civilization type shits in here. It's like, all right, you gotta build like opera houses and like theaters and shit to keep people happy, and this, you know, then you get like a different fucking huge research tree and religions, and you fucking sending out like priests and shit to fucking like convert people to your religion, and just different forms of government, and you fucking hold elections. There's a ton of fucking shit going on besides like, again, the actual battles, which I thought was fucking like, ah, total wars. It's gonna be like throwing fucking soldiers, like, you know what I mean, like that type of deal. I wasn't expecting like any of that shit at all, and it's fucking yeah, and just like with fucking those games, like fucking Civilization, fucking Sins of a Solar Empire, like all that type of shit. Yeah, I was getting fucking overwhelmed with all this shit, like pretty quickly. I mean, yeah, I was doing fine in the battles and shit. Like those are fun as hell. I mean, fucking just like, all right, well, whatever. I'm just fucking, fucking go and fight and fucking move people around. And I was winning a lot of fucking battles where it's fucking like, I was fucking just like heavily outnumbered, and like feel, I was like, I'm so smart. And, you know, I feel like a fucking tactical genius what I did with fucking the soldiers I had. And then fucking like, then it fucking backs out to like the world map. I'm just like, duh, fucking retarded when it comes to like politics and like trade and shit. And naval battles too. It's like you have like ship to ship fighting, and it's fucking like open sea, and it's like I have no idea what the fuck is going on here. Like it's like I think I'm doing good, and then fucking like, oh no, his fucking ships get fucking ruined. So yeah, I'm reading like every little fucking thing I can in the game. Right clicking like every fucking building, every unit, and it gives you like this big like multi paragraph description of what the units are, and then it's how, what they do, like how they were like historically used, and fucking reading all this shit, and like different philosophies for like different types of fucking whatever governments, and just like I'm reading like all this shit and fucking like nodding my head of just like, oh yeah, oh I understand that, I got this, yeah, no problem. And then fucking, and then it's like, all right, well, here's what I'm going to do. And then fucking a couple turns pass and everything just goes to shit. And see, I get like fucking like pirates are blocking my fucking trade routes, or, people are fucking rebelling. And then it's like, oh, I'll lower the taxes. And then lower the taxes to fucking make them happy. And like the next turn, I'm fucking like broke and shit. And I can't build up my army. I have no money to fucking reinforce my army. And it's fucking like, oh no, I'm going to get fucked here too. And just, or it's like, I'll gather up all my forces and think like, oh, this will be the fucking last battle of the war or whatever. I'll capture this territory after this fucking battle. So let's throw pretty much everything I have here. And then it's fucking like, I won, but I fucking lost a shitload of people, lost some generals and shit, and fucking I'm like, at least I won. And then fucking, then a fucking massive like enemy army shows up like out of nowhere on a fucking boat or some shit, and just like, oh man. The first like chapter of the campaign, I ended up fucking winning by literally it was down to my last squad that I had, and fucking the enemy's last squad, and like this one fort, and like fucking like whatever, just barely fucking won, which is fucking great. But it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, like if I fucking lost, like I don't know what the fuck. But yeah, I'm fucking really digging fucking Total War. I'm probably gonna play it right after this, but it is fucking just an investment. It's as this fucking like massive like learning curve, and I'm trying to get it again. It seems like most fucking Civilization, I bought the newest one, they had like 6 and shit, and just played that for like, I don't know, 20 hours. I'm just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dude. I just keep losing. I have no idea why. I just gave up on it. But I have been known to like give up on this shit if I get like too frustrated, so we'll see. But again, if I sink like 20 hours in the fucking campaign and like lose to some fucking like last minute bullshit, I'll probably be fucking pissed off. The battles are fucking really neat though, I'll say that. And that's that, pretty much, more or less. The Grunt Free Press podcast, where you get all the relevant fucking hot scoops on games that I know I'm terrible at, and if I can know very little about. Gruntfreepress.com is where you can get more of that, more of that same type of shit. I still haven't fixed the fucking forums on there, or fucking really written any reviews in a couple weeks, but whatever. You can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com if that bothers you. Otherwise, I'm just gonna continue to be a fucking lazy cunt. And I've been absolute deicide, the American hero, and I have been painting with all the colors of the wind.
The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderous scum. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
fear it gets close to that evil and I feel it go.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's self rising up against us.
Millions of pointed people of the very worst type and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your daughter at the mall.
We love our Somalis, we love our